While there's a slight increase from last year on the allocation towards regional roads upkeep, it's still well short of the level required to ensure that our roads aren't deteriorating. The Department of Transport's own study shows that to keep the roads at their current level of maintenance, an additional $16 million would be required in Donegal to achieve that. So we need to see significant increases on the allocations to Donegal to actually ensure that our roads are improving rather than actually some of them deteriorating. The other key thing that is very disappointing from the announcement by the government this week is the total failure to put in place a fund for local improvement scheme roads, or other, what's otherwise known as LIS roads. And this is for private roads, which would have traditionally, there would have been a grant system in place to ensure that these could be kept upkept and kept in good condition. And over the last 3, 4, 5 years since this funding was stopped, there has been a real backlog in terms of the number of roads needing to be done. The programme for government committed to reinstating it. However, the government has failed in putting the funding in place to actually restore that this year. And that's a big failure and a very disappointing one from Donegal point of view. And it's one that the government needs to address and actually put that funding in place.
But over €20 million has been allocated to the county, and surely that will go some way in addressing these issues.
Yes, it will. And it's very important funding, and it will be very... it will prove very useful where it is being used. However, it is still less than what's required to ensure that roads aren't deteriorating. And it's important to keep them up, keep roads at a reasonable level, because if they're allowed to run down, it takes more money to actually bring them back to an acceptable level. So we do need, and I think it would be useful and wise expenditure to actually put money in to keeping roads up to a good level before they actually deteriorate. But I think in relation to the local improvement scheme allocation, or the failure of a local improvement scheme allocation this year in particular, many people are very disappointed by that, and it is very remiss of the government entirely not to follow through in relation to commitment they've given in that. And I believe they need to look and see if they can find funding which can ensure that a local improvement scheme fund can be put in place this year.